U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announced this week his agency would close a loophole that allows states to offer automatic food benefits to residents that qualify for another federal program with less strict income and asset requirements. But State Medicaid Director Jim Jones estimates the proposed rule means tens of thousands who already get assistance based on income will have to report cash in bank accounts.
You're actually sort of forcing people into even dire straits. They can't save money for college. They can't save money for those things that, you know, are going to be emergencies in the future.
Nationally, the USDA estimates more than 3 million people could lose benefits due to the change. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.